We continue with our tafsir of the 25th juz of the Noble Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تَرَى الظَّالِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا كَسَّبُوا وَهُوَ وَاقِعٌ بِهِمْ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فِي رَوْضَاتِ الْجَنَّاتِ. In the previous verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the year after, and the seeker of the year after will have no increase, while the seeker of this world will have no share in the year after. Addressing the reader, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you will see the oppressors fearing what they earned. Whereas the punishment on account of what they earned will already befallen them. On the contrary, those who believe and do righteous deeds will be in gardens of Jannah. في روضات الجنات. لهم ما يشاءون عند ربهم. And they shall have whatever they desire with their Rabb. Whatever they desire, they will have that. ذلك والفضل الكبير. This is definitely the great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ذلك الذي يبشر الله عباده الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات. These are the glad tidings that Allah conveys to those bondsmen of His who believe and do good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to say that, قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. I ask of you no recompense except the love between relatives. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is instructed to make it clear to the people that he requires no remuneration from them because of his efforts are solely for Allah's sake. Of course, since he was related to the Quraysh, he deserved to receive cordial treatment expected from relatives. And the Quraysh were duty-bound to maintain good relations with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and to refrain from harming him. Not only did the Quraysh refuse to accept the message of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but they also failed to honor the rights of their kinship, which was contrary to Arab tradition. This was contrary to what was expected from them. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَقْتَرِفْ حَسَنَةً نَزِدْ لَهُ فِيهَا حُسْنًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ. We will increase the beauty of the deed that a person carries out by crediting it with reward that far exceeds it. For Allah is surely most forgiving and appreciative. Therefore, constantly seek forgiveness from Allah and make every effort to perform good deeds. And make every effort to perform good deeds. أَمْ يَقُولُونَ أَفْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا. Do they say that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has invented or conjectured a lie against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? فَإِيَّشَئِ اللَّهِ يُخْتِمْ عَلَى قَلْبِكَ. In response to this allegation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if Allah wills, He could seal your hearts. As a punishment for inventing a lie, as claimed, Allah could easily seal Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's heart, thereby causing him to forget the Quran. However, Allah continued to reveal the Quran to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, making it clear to all that he certainly Allah's chosen Nabi. Making it clear to all that he is certainly Allah's chosen Nabi. وَيَمْحَ اللَّهُ الْبَاطِلَ وَيُحِقُّ الْحَقَّ بِكَلِمَاتِ. Allah eradicates falsehood as propagated by the mushrikeen and establishes the truth, Islam, with his words. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who established the deen of Islam. إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ السُّدُورِ. Undoubtedly, he has thorough knowledge of the secrets of the heart. Therefore, Allah is perfectly capable of punishing people for the ill they do, for the ill they conjecture. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes his tremendous attributes and immense favors in the verses. And he says that, وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ عَنْ عِبَادِي. Is Allah who accepts repentance from His bondsmen, from His servants. وَيَعْفُ عَنِ السَّيِّئَاتِ. And He pardons sins. Allah is the one who accepts repentance from His bondmen and pardon sins. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Is Allah who knows what you do. Allah knows whether a person is repentant sincerely or he is merely offering lip service. وَيَسْتَجِيبُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Allah responds to the supplication of those who believe and do good deeds, including abstaining from haram food. وَيَزِيدُهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. And He increases His favors upon them. Including in this is the fact that Allah multiplies the reward for any good deed, even though the deed may be a slight one. وَالْكَافِرِينَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ. And the first bounty that Allah mentions here is that there shall be a severe punishment for the disbelievers. Therefore, people should not be deceived in this world. They should make every effort to save themselves from the punishment of the Jahannam. Then moving further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ بَسَتَ اللَّهُ رِزْقَ لِعِبَادِي لَبَغَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَكِي يُنَزِّلُ بِقَدَرٍ مَا يَشَى. Allah increases sustenance for His bondmen. They would rebel on earth. Instead, He sends according to a stipulated measure as He pleases. إِنَّهُ بِعِبَادِي خَبِيرٌ بَصِيرٌ. He is certainly informed and ever watchful over His bondmen. And according to Allah's infinite wisdom, Allah makes some people wealthy by keeping others poor, and there would have been tremendous rebellion and anarchy on earth if every person was wealthy. Also in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to say, وَهُوَ الَّذِي يُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا قَنَتُوا وَيَنْشُرُ رَحْمَتَهُ. It is Allah who sends the rain after people have lost hope because of the delay in rain, and Allah is the one who distributes His mercy as a result of all creation's benefits from the rain. وَهُوَ الْوَلِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the protecting friend, most worthy of praise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees to the needs of all His creation, and every attribute and action of His deserves praise. Subhanallah, in what an amazing manner the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put forth in these verses. Allah controls His sustenance. He wills His send rain when people have lost hope. He is the one who forgives. If you forgive others, Allah will forgive you. Allah knows all that you do. He responds to your supplication, increases His favors upon you. He is severe in His punishment on the disbelievers. This is a favor to us as believers, that we can see the consequences of disbelief. We can see the impact of it, sending down His rain. The fact that Allah accepts tawbah of those who repent, that in itself is a great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon His servants. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those servants who are ever repentant, who turn frequently in repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.